Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it is another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, good to see you once again.
Thank you.
I feel like we've had a kind of a relationship through the years.
We have, I think so.
And I'm probably going to give you a call one of these days off air. Get my wife on board with that.
Fantastic.
But, hey, we're talking about the power of relationship, a relationship with your planning and your estate planning person, who hopefully would be Paul if you're listening today. And
yeah.
This is a very important relationship.
It is. As a matter of fact, last week we started this series of Why Does Relationship Matter? So head over to legacyandfaith.com and catch up if you missed that opportunity, that show. And we talked about very briefly a couple of things, which is what's the philosophy of our estate planning firm versus others, which is I looked into the marketplace and I saw this gap. This gap was that people were using 15, 20, and sometimes 30-year-old documents, relying upon old law, old tax law, outdated, where they had their kids going to guardians, which was completely unnecessary since they're now almost 40 years old, and things of this nature. So there was a gap that I saw in estate planning compared to what I believe was necessary, which is, can the document meet today's current need? And we have confidence that it's going to meet the need with the highest level of integrity, with your desires, with the legal language, and with tax language. And the answer is no, most documents can't accomplish that. So therefore, there was this gap where people were having documents created, but then no further relationship, no more updates. And of course, you don't want to go talk to an attorney all the time. I get it. It doesn't matter how nice I appear on the radio. You still don't want to come talk to me. So there's this gap of outdated documents. Nobody is going back to their attorney to update things because they're lulled into complacency, thinking, I've got it. I did it. It's done. Well, it doesn't work when it's well outdated. And then we talked about three things that we're always trying to keep in front of our firm for our clients' benefit, which is, number one, life constantly changes. So a stagnant document can't keep up with your family. It can't keep up with the changes in your life, in your children's life, in grandchildren's lives. And why is that important? Because we may need to make fine-tuned adjustments based upon what's happening in the family. And the documents, like I just said, are certainly not keeping up with the law and taxes. That's my job. So I watch over my clients' estate plans to where I'm constantly in my documents making fine-tuned adjustments. So they give me permission then to be their attorney and watch over the legal and tax language, because the philosophy here is that we want the document at its highest, best available use when the incident happens. And the incident is you need some type of assistance during your lifetime because you had a health incident, whether it was sudden or whether it was progressive. You can't help yourself right now at this time, or if you die. That's the worst time to find out that your documents are not keeping up with the changing times. And then we talked about that I keep learning things as well. And so I believe I keep getting better. There's new programs. There's new ways of doing things. Hopefully I get wiser in my attorney life and in my spiritual life, of course. So these three components, because they're always moving, how do we get them back to you as the consumer, as the client? Well, the answer is almost no one does. Most attorneys, most law firms are a one and done mentality. Here's your document. You come see me if you need me, but you don't know when you need their input. So then you don't go again. And that's where we have this massive gap. So through a relationship process, by staying engaged with the firm on an annual basis, we have an opportunity then to make documents actually at their highest best use on a consistent basis instead of hoping that the old document works. And that's really the philosophy and the heart and the passion is to fill this gap of having really good personalized service to clients to ensure that their documentation is ready to meet the challenge because I don't know when the challenge is going to be on our doorstep. So there's a quick review of where we were last week. And so there's more, there's greater detail in that podcast. Head back to legacyandfaith.com and take a peek at that.
Okay, well then, so what are the benefits versus the risks of this ongoing relationship? Could there be a risk in an ongoing relationship?
You know, there is an annual fee that goes along with remaining in relationship. It can be as low as $200 a year. Now, the average is around $750 a year, but really, to pay an attorney that sum on an annual basis is not that much at all. And if you're listening to this podcast 3 years down the road, our prices have changed. So there is a monetary commitment and there is a commitment to remain a part of the program. So isn't that interesting? An attorney is asking for your commitment to be a part of a program. And this is not a one-way street. So it's more than just paying me off. I can't be bought. So therefore, I want relationship. You don't buy relationships. So there is an annual fee, but it's more than that. It's committing to remaining engaged with the process and communication. In May every year, we have what are called client update meetings, annual client meetings. And that's where we get together with clients in a room. It's not individual meetings. It's a group setting. And we talk about what's happened in the past year with our firm. So if I talk about relationship, wouldn't it be nice to know that we're a healthy firm and we're still going to be here next year for you? We talk about what's happening in the law. So this year, we talked about the Washington State capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. We talked about the federal corporate Integrity Act, and there's a reporting system if you own businesses that's coming down the pike next year, and it is going to be rather involved. So then we talk about a section of our trust to remind people why they've done good estate planning. So every year we have a meeting, and it is a commitment for people to stay involved and to communicate with us. However, because individuals are a part of the program, I actually have no hourly fee. I don't charge people for phone calls, for questions. When we use trusts, we always want things funded or the finances integrated into the estate plan properly. And so what if someone changes a bank? Well, that would be a chance where when we've done the original work and have the trust named on the bank account, where someone may accidentally go to the bank and open up a new bank account in their name. Well, that would be outside of the estate plan. That's not what we want. We want clients to call us. We want them to be engaged. We want them to ask questions so that the estate plan can be held together at all times. Unfortunately, it's my experience that clients can make mistakes. I don't know. I know that no one in the listening audience has ever made a mistake. I get it. But it's possible, right? So it's possible to go back to an old mentality in estate planning, which is I'll just take care of it. But we have a relationship, so give me a call. That's a benefit of being in relationship. We want you to call us. We want you to ask questions. So you started the question with, are there negatives of being involved in this? Very, very few, other than there is a commitment, both in your time and financially, to ensure that your estate plan is going to be upheld. So then what are some of the benefits, you ask? Well, I just mentioned one of them. You get to communicate with us, and we don't charge you. We don't have an hourly clock. So in actuality, you're not going to pay more to ask a question. Doesn't that sound like a good system? If you had a question about your estate plan, that you could just call an attorney and actually be able to ask
Yeah, I would
it
think that's one
and
of the,
then answer it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that spooks people.
That's right.
Because any phone call costs.
That's right. You're going to get a bill. You call an attorney. They spend 15 minutes on the phone. You get an hour bill. And so, yeah, that is one of the mentality problems of the profession as a whole, which is that you don't do updating because you're afraid of the cost. Well, what if that cost was already known? And what if the updating was included? And so you can talk to us. You can ask questions. We want our clients to call and communicate with us. That is the best way to keep everything going. And so not only that, but there are going to be life challenges that come down our path. I mentioned life is not stagnant. Mm. A document is, but life is not. So what if you become one of the statistics, which is 75% of us will have a health incident that will mandate someone else to take care of us one way or another, whether it's to make financial decisions and manage our finances or whether it's to make health decisions. Well, when that incident comes, would you like your helpers, the people who are assisting you, to have information and access to a firm that already knows your estate plan, has the most relevant current copies available, has a system of stepping in and assisting clients? Would it be nice to know that your attorney has actually followed you over the years and knows your desires, and so they're not reaching out to a stranger? The family doesn't have to try to engage someone who knows nothing about you. Wouldn't it be nice to have a relationship in that incident so that the estate plan and so that your desires have been known by to someone who can relay that information to your family? Wouldn't it be great if your family actually knew the estate planning attorney so that when you die, because it's not an if clause in my world, if I understand things in the order of the world, there's a 100% chance of us dying. Mm. So when we die, wouldn't it be great if someone actually knew where all of my assets were? They were well positioned to be able to close the estate for my family, where my family already knew the firm. And by the way, it was already a known fixed cost of what it was going to be in order to close the estate. So in other words, there's absolutely no surprises for the family, none whatsoever. Because, you know, that's a great time to make a decision. You lose a spouse, you lose a parent, and that's when you want to start making strong financial decisions, right? Mm. No. That's the worst time to be making large, altering decisions. Our emotions are high. We're not thinking clearly. We're immediately into the grieving process. And yet we have a new relationship called an attorney where distrust and insecurities abound because you don't know them. So what would it look like if we actually knew who to go to? Mm. If we knew that attorney had everything in their fingertips and was already positioned and ready to assist your family. Does that sound like a smooth transition? Does that sound like you're leaving a mess behind or that you've actually cleaned up your estate to the greatest degree to hand something over to the people that are going to assist in closing it? Which system would you want for your family? Well, that's really the long-term benefit, as well as making sure that your documents are updated, as well as making sure your estate plan is going to work through the years. Those are the benefits of having a relationship with an estate planner.
The power of relationship, the subject this week. And if Paul's approach appeals to you and you want to find out more, how do people get in touch with you, Paul?
Yeah, our website is the best place to go. It's legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland this week, Paul looking at the power of relationship, having more than just a document and see you later, see you 20 years later kind
right.
of relationship with your
That's
attorney,
right.
but maybe a yearly relationship, a yearly checkup, and a lot of benefits here.
Yeah.
What about, how does the family, the extended family, participate in a program like this?
Yeah, how does family get involved? Well, I kind of mentioned that there are two specific times where we anticipate family to step in and begin assisting. Now, not everyone has children. I get that. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but, like me, and I have questions. Maybe that's its own show one of these days.
Yeah.
What do you do if you have no immediate family?
Yeah,
you don't know if you really trust your nephew.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Okay, I'll make a note and we'll come up with that show later.
Okay.
But so it does, someone has to be named to assist you during a health incident, whether it is someone who is trusted or whether, and someone does need to be named for who you trust with your finances. As a matter of fact, even when you have kids, sometimes that's a wonky question.
Right.
Sometimes that's a really difficult one to tear apart. So typically I'm encouraging people to pick one person at a time. This is not a group exercise for arm wrestling. This is a who do you trust with your finances, who do you trust with your healthcare decisions, so that if something happens, they are ready. And so oftentimes, though, it is family members, whether it's siblings, whether it is children, whether it's nieces and nephews, there's someone typically that we feel, as we've watched family, will come in. So family is invited to participate in what we do. Number one, we have an annual meeting that I mentioned earlier in this show. I want family members to come and get used to us and listen to what we're talking about. Now, there are different client philosophies. Some people want their kids to be involved. Other people consider this a very private affair. Not a problem. There's no mandate that they get involved. I'm just saying that we offer opportunities so that they can be involved. So the annual client meeting, they're always invited. Kids are always welcome to come and get that annual information. Now, there are three different times when we have seen that the family is going to need to be involved. Number one, if you have that health incident, what does it mean for someone to step alongside of you and assist you and make sure that your finances are secure and make sure that you're making proper healthcare decisions? Well, believe it or not, we actually have an annual seminar that addresses that. We have an educational opportunity that talks about the disability process, because that is a very different process. That's a very different role, very different to-do list than someone dying. Okay, well, what happens if someone dies? What's the process there? Well, we have an entire settlement educational process before you die. So we want to educate people before these incidences occur of what their responsibilities are going to be within the estate plan. We want to give them good knowledge now before they become emotional, so that when the incident happens, whether they need to step in to assist you during life or whether you've passed away, that they have a good, solid foundation of information that they can pull out of themselves when emotions are running high, when life is more difficult for them individually. It is a very difficult task to take care of someone that you love and still live your own life. So if they have a health incident, to stand alongside of them is a difficult in time, it's difficult financially, it's difficult in their own relationships, and it is definitely difficult in an emotional toll on the individuals who are helping you. So how can we better support them? How does the family get involved? By watching and being educated, by knowing that there are resources available that are ready so that if something happens, the estate plan is ready. And there are resources, there's a place where they can go to ask questions, and there's guidance along the journey in this difficult time. And so that is our philosophy. We like to educate people because they're going to need this information. I'm hoping with my clients it's further down the road, but I can't sure. determine that. I don't know that for sure. So we need to be engaged in the process and actually get our helpers, whether it's family or non-family, engaged in the educational component. It's great information anyways. And so I've really never had anyone walk away and say, I never learned anything. You're kind of, you know, a turkey. Well, people have called me a turkey before, but they've never walked away saying I didn't learn anything. Yeah. So even people who have repeated these educational classes, they always walk away with, it finally clicked. You know, repetition is the key to retention. Mm-hmm. Not hearing it once. That's a dinner meal or something. I don't know. You got to have this information coming to you on a regular basis in order for it to truly be captured. So that's why we have annual educational opportunities. So we have disability training. We have successor trustee death training. That's what happens when someone dies. What does that story look like for the person that you've named to close the estate and actually get things out of the estate to the beneficiaries? And then we have beneficiary training. So, you know, most estate planning is done like most corporations, which is from the top down. In other words, the estate plan is looking at only the client perspective. It rarely, if ever, as a matter of fact, this is actually a rather large gap in estate planning. It rarely examines the proficiency and the readiness of beneficiaries to receive, oftentimes, and actually in my practice, more times than not, the beneficiary is receiving more money than what they've ever had in their lifetime. And so are they financially astute? Do they have proper relationships already in place to meet this new windfall? Or have they ran their finances on credit cards? Are they in debt? Are they not good money managers? Look, just because you don't have financial skills doesn't make you a bad person. And I think sometimes we're afraid to share the honest truth, even with an estate planner. We're always trying to mask and make our kids look better. Don't do that with your estate planner, please. If they don't know what they're up against, they have no ability to give you proper information. The honest truth is what we need. We need the absolute truth. We can't have this sugar-coated, I love my child, they're the greatest in the world. No, they're not. Tell me the truth. That way I can help educate and make sure that the beneficiary is ready. What would you desire? So if you were to close your eyes, what do you think your children will do with an inheritance? And maybe that picture is something that you go, I really think my kids are going to be great. Statistically, they won't be. But that's okay. I'll let you have your dream. Or you already know, I've got one of those, or I've got a couple of those, Paul, that they're going to run through it and they're not going to have anything left in a couple of years. Actually, statistically, that is the truth, that most inheritances are spent within 12 months or less.
No matter how big it was.
Yeah. I have stories of millions of dollars being squandered in years. And I know that the parental part of of who we are says, not my child. Okay, I understand. But what would your vision be? You know, I've encouraged people on this show for a long time. Seek your Heavenly Father. What is your Heavenly Father's plan for your finances, for your estate, for your children, for your church, for your missionaries that you support? What does it look like from His perspective, not from our perspective? As a matter of fact, we take on too much of this worldly philosophy when we talk about estate plan. I'm just going to give it to my kids. I'm dead. I don't care. I think God cares about legacy. As a matter of fact, that's what you've worked so hard for. So why would you ever take a worldly approach to say, I don't care? That is an unbiblical approach. So therefore, we need to be engaged at step one with our Heavenly Father, step two, to be in motion, because faith without works is dead. So in order to implement anything in God's kingdom, we've got to have motion. And that's really what I'm calling you to, is a plan of action. We've got an entire program available for you. We're waiting for you. We want to help. I don't care if you feel like you don't have very much, or if you've got major tax issues because the Father has blessed you. Anywhere in between, we're able to assist. We have a program that is designed for you, to assist your family, to give them training and help them be prepared to receive whatever it is that you're going to give them, whether it's a little or a lot, and to make sure that you are perfectly safe through your lifetime so that everything is ready should a health incident occur and when you pass away. So come, participate. Head over to legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities. That's where you get involved. That's our first step out of the gate. And there's ways to communicate with us. So my encouragement, relationship matters. It matters in this area of law. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Legacyandfaith.com for more information. It's the power of relationship this week on the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.